them at their peak, which would have been 68. She didn't bought that, but so it goes. And it was talking about Country Joe and the Fish, who are pretty well documented. And that's from 69. You heard Doctor of Electricity. Nice West Coast jamming, as it should be. It's 4 o'clock and change. This is, let me do this right. This is KTLT Boston, 919 FM, KGLC East Hellman, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA Boston, 97.1 FM, K208BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K251AC Hellman, 98.1 FM, K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And hoping a lot of you are dialed up and tuned in. It seems like we were just up in Helen on Monday and met a lot of listeners, and that's always nice. And a couple weeks ago, I got a call from way upstate New York from a listener, somebody who dials in KGLT all the time, and that's exciting. That's the idea. We're more than a small-town radio station, but we are a small-town radio station bringing it to you. And it's all made possible by generous contributions from businesses, including Scissor Bill Saloon, privately owned bar offering beer, burgers, and cocktails in the Big Sky Mountain Village, using green products and recycling to help the Big Sky community, open daily serving food from 9 p.m., from noon to 9 p.m., and bar open late. Matt Brewing Company, thoughtfully brewing Montana craft beer with passion. The Matt Tap Room offers views of the Bridgers, Lakefront Patio, food by the Matt Grill, and a local vibe on the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook, and Music Villa, Montana's music supplier, open daily at 10 a.m. and Sundays from noon to 5, located at 539 East Main, and Bozeman on the web at musicvilla.com. All quality businesses, been around for a long time, and then some, adding a lot to the community. We thank them for supporting KGLT. And moving on, Gene Clark, who's been dead for quite a while, seems to be one of the more prolific deceased artists. And this is from a new compilation called Gene Clark Sings For You. It's demos he recorded for future use, and demos he recorded for a band called The Rose Garden. And it's really nice. Thanks to Omnivore Records for putting this together. They've been really digging deep and giving us some a generous chunk of unheard music. We'll be right back. done with it. I haven't heard Ricky Nelson, from his album Rodeo the Fifth, Gypsy Pilot. And I've been digging into those early 70s Rick Nelson records, and they're really good. He was on to something. You know, he sort of had a bad reputation. He sort of liked the Monkees or something at the time because he was a handsome son of a rich guy who got to do a song at the end of every TV show, every Ozzy and Harriet show, or most of them, he'd do a song. They had a great band, James Burton on guitar, so he's no slouch. He made some good records along the way, and then reinvented himself and had a nice career. Probably Burrito Brothers, too, Gene Parsons and Company, and Patience of the Rose Garden. 22 after the hour. We'll take a quick break here, and we will continue.
Montana State University observes American Indian Heritage Day starting on Thursday, September 27th with a variety of cultural and academic events. Hi, I'm Iyawana Karshuza, Executive Director of the Center for Bilingual and Multicultural Education. I welcome you to these special events. Beginning at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday in sub-ballrooms B and C, we'll have a luncheon, a poster session, and a welcome address by President Cruzado. Then, from 1:30 to 4 p.m., the Indian Education for All Professional Development Workshop will take place in the Procrastinator Theater. This year's theme, Revitalizing and Maintaining Indigenous Languages. Friday at 2 p.m. in the Procrastinator, guest lecturer Dr. Joseph McKeeshik will speak. His topic, Pan-Indianism and Native American Stereotypes in Education and Mainstream Culture. For more information, please contact Nick Ross Dick at 994-5529. American Indian Heritage Day, September 27th and 28th at MSU Bozeman.
Thank you.
some of our old favorites. And that was one of them, True West from their album Drifters. You heard Look Around, start off with John Thomas from Jackson, Mississippi, via San Francisco. From the Scrang compilation, you heard Made a Fool of Me. And that's nice rock. That sounded good. Tim Lee 3. The other half is Windbreakers with Susan Lee playing drums on that one. They did What I Have Not Got from their album Rockets Americanas. And they have another band now. It's a duo called Bark, and they're really good. I'll have to badger Tim for some CDs. Tom Petty from his second album, You Need to Know. Thomas Scott, an obscure folk singer, and that's his only solo album. He did some other stuff, but way more modern sort of things. You heard I'm Your Suitcase Lover, and that's not the song I wanted to play. I was looking for one on that has Martin Stone playing guitar, but in the haste, I missed it. I'll find it next time. Some nice guitar on that, and then finishing up there. 4:42, just past the halfway point on this Friday afternoon show. It's buzzing by. People coming in saying hello and stuff. I'm always glad to help out the apprentices. And I was happy that people help out this station, KGLT, and the 3 o'clock underwriter for this Friday afternoon is Boson Brewing Company, the local brewers of Bozone Amber, Hopstone IPA, Gallatin Pale, and Whimsical One-Offs. It's their Boson's original tasting room located in the Northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway in Boson. And maybe something important. Let's see. Oh.
The Bozeman Symphony begins its 51st performance season with Tchaikovsky's Fourth on Saturday and Sunday, September 22nd and 23rd. The concert opens with Eric Kornholz's swashbuckling overture to Captain Clark, followed by Kornholz's virtuosic violin concerto featuring internationally renowned violinist Judith Ingolfsson.
Yeah.
love, we don't want to, what we endow.